All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are Two Beards and a Mic.
So today we're going to talk a little bit of a free agency. Well, we'll start with Brandon. Well, he's going to talk to us about his team. He's a Saints fan, so tell us what you got.
All right, shout out to my Who Dat Nation first and foremost. I just want to touch on the big re-signing, Mr. Drew Brees. He's back for another 2 years.
Awesome.
Good sign. You know, to protect him, you need a great line in front of him. Nice, another pickup we had, or re-sign, I should say, is Mr. Andrews Pete.
Nice.
Good anchor on that left side, on the side of Teron Armstead. On the defensive side of the ball, we re-signed and brought back Mr. Malcolm Jenkins.
Great sign.
Been a few years, you know, a couple years in between. Made a little detour to Philly.
Yep.
Poor guy. But, and then another big signing we had. We have, of course, you know, Mr. Michael Thomas out there.
Great.
We need another receiver to kind of take a little pressure off of him.
Yep.
Managed to bring in Mr. Emmanuel Sanders.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
If he's healthy, I feel bad for any defense playing us next year.
That's going to be a tough offense to beat.
That offense is going to be stacked with
they're already a tough offense to beat, so yes.
Now we have a legitimate number two receiver, I think a lot of teams are going to be in some trouble.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, unfortunately, we did lose a couple pieces. You know, A.J. Klein, he's gone.
Yep.
He was a good veteran presence we had, you know, in the locker room. Solid linebacker. Zach Lyon, our every down fullback.
Yep.
You know, he retired this year. He's gone.
Better than going to the Patriots.
Oh yeah. Can't argue with that one. But you know, we signed Michael Burton. You know, he's gonna be pretty good. You think he's gonna slide right in? I don't think we're gonna miss too much, you know. Zach Lyon, as great as he was in the role that they used him for, I think Burton's gonna be there and do good things, you know. He's a big body and he can
don't know much about him. Where'd he come from?
He's actually he's unsigned right now. He was a free agent.
Okay.
He was with us for a little bit last year during training camp, but we let him go and nobody picked him up. So
that's good. That's
you
good.
Know, he's healthy at least. He's fresh.
Awesome.
You know, but how about you? Tell me a little bit about your Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, first we say this, bolt gang or don't bang, bolt up. We stay ready to go ASAP. Well, first thing I'll talk about is the biggest signing we got was signing Austin Ekeler to a 4-year contract.
Good deal.
They got him for a steal too, only like $6 million or something like that, I think a year. So
yep.
You know, that helps. I still think he needs somebody to be the every down back. But you know, we'll use him however we use him. I'm sure Anthony Lynn knows more than I do about running backs,
seeing as
he was one. I mean, after that, you know, gotta get a big guy in front of him. And instead of getting one, we got two. For our right side, we actually traded Russell Okung. I almost forgot his name. Our left tackle for Trey Turner.
Wasn't that memorable?
No. Especially his last year. I don't think he actually wanted to be there, even after we kept him, after the blood clots and everything.
Yep.
But, you know, we trade him for Trey Turner, a right guard.
Good trade.
From Carolina, who's young, 26, 5 Pro Bowls. So he's definitely going to help the right side. And then on the side of him, we actually picked up another veteran guy. Pray that he's healthy. That's Brian Bulaga. Another steal.
Great signing. He is a good tackle. Yes.
If he stays healthy, that right side is going to be good. Hopefully, that right side isn't getting that good because they're going to move up and get Tua. But we deal with what we deal with. We take it or we leave it. But yeah. After that, Hunter Henry, we placed a franchise tag on him.
Smart move.
Hopefully, he signs that. I don't see why he wouldn't. Hopefully, he's not stupid and he sits out like Melvin Gordon and then doesn't get paid what he should get paid.
Well, he's kind of on a prove it year, isn't he?
I think so. Being hurt as much as he is, he's hurt a lot. And then let's flip to the other side of the ball. We got big nose tackle Linval Joseph.
Awesome pickup for you guys. I mean, awesome pickup.
At this point, we didn't really have many defensive tackles that did much last year. He's definitely an upgrade from the old guys that we had, and even some of the young guys that we got. Hopefully he teaches these guys some stuff too. He's a big, big, nasty defensive tackle. And then we got probably our biggest defensive signing, Chris Harris Jr.
It's a good one. That's a good one. He's going to add some veteran presence there.
You know, watching him for, I don't know, the last 8-9 years. I forgot how long he's been in the league. He's been in the league a little bit. You know, he's been killing Rivers. Fortunately, the division is killing Rivers, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, that was probably our biggest defensive signing, because our backfield is already good with Derwin James and Casey Hayward.
Yep. So
getting him another guy on the other side, playing slot or outside, because he can do both. He can still run with ones. Not as great as he was. He's definitely not the no-fly zone Chris Harris, but he's still got some juice in those legs. So we'll see what happens there. And, we'll go from there. I think we're a solid team for next year. I think it's a team that people might want to not worry about yet. I wouldn't say that, because people say it every year, and then we end up being a team that nobody's worried about. So let's just hope that you know, goes better.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Let's talk about some of the crazy. Let's talk about some of the crazy stuff that happened.
Some of the crazy. Well, what do you, in your opinion, the craziest thing that happened this past week in free agency? What would you think? What do you think that would be?
I think Bill O'Brien, you know, moving DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for David Johnson, but not only moving him, but also picking up David Johnson's crazy contract.
Entire contract. They're going to pay that whole thing.
It's going to be crazy for them. I don't know why they would do that. That doesn't make any sense to me, but I mean, Bill O'Brien doesn't really make much sense to me anyway. So
yeah,
I don't know his coaching, and I don't know his GMing, but it's not very good. I'm pretty sure you could probably pick JJ Watt out for some toilet paper and maybe some cereal.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's honestly that bad over there.
You can pretty much go in. I'm pretty sure he'd trade you. He'd probably give you Deshaun Watson for a bag of footballs and a whistle at this point.
And honestly, the Chargers can give that up, so they better get on that, because I think they can afford that. Honestly, yeah. I would love to have a Deshaun Watson. Not that I think Tyrod is going to do bad. I think Tyrod's going to be better than what people expect.
But I think a lot of people sleep on Tyrod. I feel like he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. I'm not saying he's an elite quarterback by any means, but you got to remember he did bring the Buffalo Bills, who are probably one of the lowest teams in football right now.
He did.
To the playoffs a couple years ago, you know, and before he got hurt with Cleveland, he was having a pretty good season.
Yeah. And they were really pushing Baker over there. So I think there was more, you know what, if he gets even slightly injured, we're going to start Baker no matter what.
Yeah.
Which I think he's a lot better than he's been playing. Hopefully, anyway.
I feel like another big trade that was made.
Yep.
Sending Stephon Diggs to the Bills.
Yes.
I feel like Buffalo is trying to make moves now that division is pretty much wide open.
I think so too. Yep.
I feel like that division is anybody's to take now.
Well, I think it might be Buffalo's a date.
I mean,
definitely the best team right now.
Right now, they're probably the best team.
They were the best team last year. Just defensive wise, they didn't really have a veteran defense. They kind of had a younger defense. So I think once they get rolling, you know, they got a defensive minded coach too. Probably not the better of the in that division. He's definitely not the best defensive coach in that division.
Bill Belichick is still the best coach in the division.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
I don't think the Patriots are going to be bad next year.
No, but
they're not going to be the Tom Brady Patriots.
I don't see them going 11-5 or 11-6 now with this new CBA kicking in.
Nobody can, unfortunately.
I don't see them going 11-6 or 10-7. You know, I feel like they're going to be closer to 9-8 team.
That's crazy to even think that a team can go 9-8.
9-8. 9-8 is going to get somebody in the playoffs this year.
That's crazy. It's honestly nuts with that. Let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about the playoffs.
Before we
talk about the really big topic we're going to talk about. Let's talk about the playoffs and how, like you just said, a team that could go 7-10. could make the playoffs.
All right, people, listen. I am a strong believer that the NFL had the best playoff system in place.
Absolutely.
Six teams, two wild cards, top two seeds, first round bye.
Perfect.
There was nothing wrong with it. I feel like with this new format, seven teams, you're going to get one or maybe two teams in there that don't belong, that just happen to get there because they were the better 7-10 team, yep. Which in my opinion is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It's honestly, I mean, when you think about some of the teams this year that could have made it, like when you talk about that Pittsburgh team that wasn't really that great.
That was
they definitely wouldn't have deserved it if they would have went, but they with this new CBA, they would have went to the playoffs. And then let's just say they got hot and then they're in the AFC Championship and you went 7-10. Like you're not good enough to be in the playoffs. You shouldn't be there.
I'm a little bitter about losing teams making the playoffs.
Yes, you've had your fair share.
Anytime I hear that, all I can think about is how I had to watch a 12-4 Saints team go on the road for the infamous Beastquake game.
Beastquake, yes.
You know, it's anytime a team has to go on the road and play a 7-9 team, yeah, in the playoffs,
it's
a little crazy to me. But that 7-9 team at least won their division.
Yeah, yeah.
They, in a sense, you can say earned it. But a team that goes 7-10 and is the seventh best team in the conference does not belong in the playoffs, in my opinion.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, so let's go to one thing before we talk about the big thing. About my guy.
Your guy?
Philip Rivers. Possibly getting the best shot of his career right now, signing with the Colts because they have an offensive line, which we were unable to give him for about the last 7-8 years of his career.
It's a sad thing. Sad thing.
And now he's going to go to a team that was just on the brink of playoffs.
They needed a quarterback.
And they needed a guy better than Jacoby Brissett. They got him for a 1-year deal, possibly longer, depending on how he does. You know, he's definitely keeping his options for retirement open, which is good. You know, you don't want to lock down a guy.
At that age, too, you know, I mean, I know, you know, you got players playing older, but it's all about how you feel personally.
Yeah, so he's definitely going to do – I think he's going to do big things there. But why don't we talk about something else because it affects you in your division.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this Tom Brady thing.
This Tom Brady thing, I feel like this is something that a lot of fans have wanted to see for a while. And I'm not saying necessarily him go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because I don't think anybody thinks that was the best choice for him.
No, definitely not.
But I feel a lot of people have wanted to see what it would be like to see him play another elite quarterback twice a year.
Yeah, and now he's got multiple. I feel like he's got probably the most competition he's had in a long time, and we'll see how he does. I know that he definitely didn't want to play Mahomes twice.
No, that
definitely was part of the reason why he didn't come to us, other than the fact that obviously if he wants to stay with his kids, I have no problem with that.
Oh yeah,
I don't mind that he didn't come to us either because I'm not a huge Tom Brady fan. When he was like 37, 36, yeah, I would have probably taken him.
Oh, of course. He was still making, you know, legitimate moves then. He was definitely a much better quarterback then. I think a lot of people look at Tom Brady and they see the mystique of Tom Brady. They see what he was and automatically they just go to 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah, absolutely.
9 appearances.
And we've talked about that before. I feel like, and you know, you guys can hate me or love me for it. It's fine. But that's the only position that we're going to sit here and say rings matter. It's the only position that the greatest of all time is considered by rings. And not by stats and not by what they've done. I mean, you know, the only award that Drew Brees doesn't have is a league MVP award. And he's lost it because he's played in leagues with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and they've won it, you know? And then, you know, you figure he was competing with a young guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes last year?
Yeah.
Or the year before?
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah, last year he missed a handful of games.
Yeah, he missed some games. We're still putting up a lot of good stats. But you figure, you know, he's competing with these young guys still. He's keeping up with Mahomes' stats, which Mahomes is he's going crazy. As much as I hate him because he's in my division, the guy is unreal.
You can hate him, but you got to respect him.
Always.
I feel like a lot of fans forget that it's still possible. You can hate somebody as a player, but you have to respect their talent on the field.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. He's got the talent. But what were we talking about? We're talking about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
I don't think he's going to be any better in Tampa Bay. I don't think those weapons, I don't think they help him in the long run because, one, Michael Evans. Sounds weird calling him Michael Evans.
Yeah,
Mike Evans. Mike Evans doesn't slow down. So I don't know how he's gonna run routes and slow down. He's kind of a deep ball kind of guy. He's a jump ball kind of guy, which, you know, I compare him to Mike Williams when I think about the two teams that he had a choice from. And then, you know, you got, you know, Keenan Allen would have put some skates on some defensive backs to be able to get open for Tom Brady, but now he's got Chris Godwin, doesn't exactly run routes as good as Keenan Allen. Another guy who's really a burner. I just don't see how people think Tom Brady's going to be able to do a lot with that. And the fact that he's going to have, at the moment, I mean, they haven't signed anybody, he's going to have one of the below average rushing teams, and he's never won.
They have no rushing attack. That is going to be a huge problem for him. A big part of his gameplay and the way he functions is having that legitimate run threat that he can basically have a security blanket with.
Yeah.
His check down guy, you know, they don't have that in Tampa. And
not at all.
I think another thing you look at is with Mike Evans, you know, he's a good receiver, but the past couple of years he's had some health problems.
He's had
trouble staying on the field for a whole season. And then, you know, that offensive line, it's good. It's not great. And with a quarterback that's not very mobile, I think you need a great offensive line in front of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the only good thing he's got is obviously he's going from arguably the best, I don't want to say that, but the best defense last year. They had arguably one of the best defenses last year.
They had a good first half defense.
They were the first half of the season. They were good, but this time he's getting a good defense. Really young, some of the guys.
Yeah.
Good defensive line. I don't know if they're going to try to go out and sign Ndamukong Suh back.
That would be a big sign. Yeah, that would be a huge presence for them.
Yeah, but you know edge-wise, I mean, Shaq Barrett led the league.
Shaq Barrett is a beast.
Jason Pierre-Paul is somehow still producing a little bit.
For somebody with one hand playing in the NFL,
yeah,
he can still ball.
Yeah, he's really given that that line of hand in
just one
wrapping some some quarterbacks up. But you know, he's definitely going from one of the better defenses to maybe a little less. And I only say less because he doesn't have a guy like Belichick who can coach them up. Yeah, who's going to scheme that defense the way he needs to. And, you know, especially now, like Tom Brady would have signed back. That defense has just got better signing Adrian Phillips. I mean, if nobody knows who he is, he was a Charger for probably the last 5 years. We signed him to pretty much just one-year deals, all five of them. And the guy's unbelievable. So,
oh, yeah. He's a good hybrid player too, right?
He's more of a nickel box safety.
Yeah,
plays on the line a lot. Can make a really good tackler. He's definitely going to help out Chung and McCourty back there, which, you know, they just signed back. Thankfully for them,
yeah,
they signed him back.
Considering they lost all of their linebackers.
Yeah, so you guys see, we both don't we're not really partial to the Patriots.
Yeah, not the biggest of fans of them. No, and it's not their fault. I don't hate the Patriots as an organization or as a team. For me, it's more of the fans.
Yeah.
The younger fans, you know, but.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like, I know people think that the Patriots have great fans, and a lot of professionals say, oh, nobody's got fans that are really hate opposing teams the way they do. But until you've gone to the game in opposing gear, you have zero, and I mean zero idea how bad a game is when you're an opposing fan. And I'm saying it's like, you know, sunshine and rainbows anywhere else. But I tell you, Foxborough, those Boston fans get a little crazy.
They get a little rowdy. They're not afraid to tell you what they think about you and your team, or say some stuff that they probably shouldn't.
Yes, they said some stuff to us that they probably shouldn't have.
You know, but Tom Brady, I think he's gonna have an okay year. I don't think he's going out there and breaking any records. I don't think he's going out there. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, Tom Brady, you know, he's taking Tampa to a Super Bowl. He's going to be the reason they go from a 9-7 team to a 12-4 or a 13-3 team. And I just don't see it.
No, I mean, I personally think that that division is going through a little thing called New Orleans.
Welcome to the Superdome.
Yeah. I mean, it's going through them. They're going to make you eat a lot of crawfish while you're down there. There's no way he comes in and he makes that team better than Drew Brees and the Saints. There's no way. It's impossible.
And you know what? A lot of people look at it and they just think he's gonna roll through like he did in New England, where he played 6 tomato can games a year.
Yeah.
And that's not happening in the NFC South. I don't think we're the best division in football, but I think we're one of the toughest. You know what I mean? We're probably maybe the third or fourth toughest division in football right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to look at our quarterback play. You got Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Teddy Bridgewater. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, I think he's a little bit of a question mark.
Definitely.
You know, 5 games last year. He balled out in those 5 games, though.
Yeah. Well, good thing is he's got Matt Rhule.
I
don't know a ton about him. I don't watch too much college football, but I do know that he's a very good offensive-minded coach.
Yeah, he's gonna scheme well.
He's definitely. I mean, there's a reason why they spent the money and they went out of their way to grab him when they still have Cam Newton, who they wanted to give a shot to at the beginning of free agency, and now obviously they don't want to give a shot to him. So there's obviously a reason they went out and got
Teddy. Where do you think he's gonna end up, Cam Newton? Where do you think he's gonna go?
Well, it depends. I don't think they're trading him. I don't think it's possible. I don't think anybody's going to trade for a guy that, you know, you don't have any medical really on. Like, you know, I think the Chargers looked at his medical. I don't think they gave him enough for them to really decide to trade for him. So that's why we didn't trade for him. I don't think any other teams are going to trade for him right now until they can see him work out.
Right. You got to see if he can still throw the ball.
Yeah. Can he run? Can he still throw the ball? I mean, he had a foot injury last year, or he had that Lins Frank or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how's his foot? I don't know. How's his shoulder still? I mean, I know he had his shoulder right before that. So how can he throw the ball? Can he run? Can he run and throw the ball? What can he do? Can he step on that foot? And I don't know.
The big question with him is he going to be the Cam Newton of, you know, 2015? Or is he going to be Cam Newton that we've come to know the last season and a half?
Well, the only thing that Cam Newton can guarantee you is he will not jump on a fumble. He will not risk his body for a fumble.
Not for the biggest game of the season.
Never, never, never will he ever jump on a fumble. Nope. Even if it's
even if the ball's been turned over on the 8-yard line.
Yep.
He's not worried about it.
Yep.
You can have it, he said.
He does not care. So
I mean, that was a good life decision, though. Did you see who was coming at him?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't jump on a ball if Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware were coming after me either. Nope. Or whoever their defensive linemen were. They've always had pretty big defensive linemen.
You can have the ball.
How about that real quick before we
wrap
anything up? Yeah, how about the Broncos literally stealing Jarrell Casey from Tennessee for a you what is that fifth
fucking
sixth round pick?
Thieves.
I don't even know. Fifth, yeah, sixth, I think seventh? It was a, I don't know. It was
a low, late round pick.
And I mean,
you fucking rat bastards.
Yeah. Now I got to play against him twice a year. And possibly three times a year. Who knows? Who knows what happens with that division? Even though I unfortunately still think it's going through Kansas City.
That division, I have a feeling that division's going through KC for a couple years.
Until they have to pay Mahomes and then they can't pay anybody else.
Yeah.
But it's gonna at least two, three years, it'll be going through there.
That's how it'll happen with every team with a young quarterback.
I mean,
like
you never
that.
Know. I mean, we might pick up Tua, maybe Justin Herbert, maybe Jalen Hurts. I don't know. We might end up getting like Jordan Love, a guy that can sit behind Tyrod for a year, maybe still compete just like Mahomes, and maybe we'll have a fresh division. I mean, the only thing I could tell you about our division is defensive wise, we're gonna have a good defense.
Yeah.
And everybody else is gonna have a pretty good defense other than Oakland. Oakland sucks.
Oakland is not good. They moving to Vegas isn't gonna do anything for them.
No.
They have become a perennial loser franchise in the league.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed, but they picked up about 15 to 20 Dallas Cowboys to fill their roster. And
good, because Dallas has won the Super Bowl.
Yes,
the last
I mean that's
seasons,
a winning,
right?
That's definitely a winning organization over there. Jerry is definitely, he's definitely running a great organization there.
Oh, real quick, Dallas Cowboys came up. Is fucking Dak Prescott stupid, or am I just out of my mind?
Actually, funny is I love to listen to Pat McAfee.
Oh man, he's great.
I listen to his show every day, and he actually brought up some good stuff. Actually, he didn't bring it up. He actually had a guest on there that brought it up. That if Dak would have signed that contract,
yep,
he would have been shooting himself in the foot, because if Dallas lets him hit the market, that's when he shoots himself in the foot. But because they want to franchise tag him, which he knew they would franchise tag him, it's going to save him, because now he's going to get $33 million if he signs that franchise tag.
Right.
Or they're going to have to pay him more than $33 to keep him long term. So he ends up, he knew that they were going to handcuff themselves.
Well, he was getting, that contract was what, almost 35, wasn't
it?
It
was like 30, I think he was going to get like 34. But, you know, he's going to end up getting more than that. It's going to, that's what's eventually going to happen, because Jerry Jones is, He's gonna get desperate.
Somebody needs to check his books, by the way.
Yes, yeah, he pays a lot of money out. I don't know how he still has all the offensive linemen, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and the rest of those fucking guys. I don't know how he does it, but Jerry's World obviously brings a lot of money. He must do a lot of under the table deals. I don't know.
a lot of that contract is fake. It gets passed on personal checks.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how he does it, but I still think he's crazy. Because I think the fact that you're, I don't know, what is he, 24, 25?
Yeah, 24, like 25, mid-20s.
I mean, $34 million, I understand you think you deserve more. I know you think you deserve more. I know that you don't really deserve more. I don't think you've done he's played over his contract, for sure.
Well, I mean,
for sure played over a fifth-round contract.
It's easy to play. I was going to say, it's easy to play over a fourth-round contract.
Yeah,
win nine or 10 games. And
yeah. No, he's definitely played over that contract. I think he's done a lot more than people give him credit for, but I don't think any human being is worth that kind of money, or some of the money that these guys get.
Oh no, ridiculous amounts.
You know, he's definitely worth more than, I think he was only making like $4 million or something like that. He's only made like a couple million in his career. He hasn't made much. And you know, but I mean, other than that, you know, I think he's stupid. I would have signed that contract, but then again, I'm not a professional, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, but you know, it's one of those things that you look at it and you know, you think about it and you're like, yeah, that's a lot of money. But then you look at the money these guys are making and they're like, well, I'm definitely worth more than this guy. But all right, folks, that's our time.
Yes,
that's our episode.
That's our knowledge on football.
Some of it. We'll be doing others.
We're going to do another one. We're going to bring on probably one of the smartest guys we know, our buddy Mike. But until then, we'll see you next time.
Take care, everybody. Stay clean, stay safe, stay virus free.
Absolutely.